Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If you want pure, unfiltered, unadulterated sports, you've come to the right place. AM 950 and 95.7 FM, the sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
All right, we've got some breaking Bills news to get to, and we want to talk about Marcel Louis-Jacques' final 53 projection. Marcel Louis-Jacques, ESPN NFL Nation beat reporter for the Buffalo Bills, our guest, and good with this time every week here in the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. Marcel, how are you today?
I am excellent, man. Beautiful day outside. Scared me a little bit yesterday with that rain, but it looks like we bounced back pretty nicely, huh?
Yeah, I mean, welcome back from the Detroit, Marcel. I appreciate your time today with the your new 53-man roster here, projection to look out. But the news of today, I guess Hauschka, for a player whose field goal percentage has gone down each of the last 4 years. Is this move in any way surprising that the Bills gave him an extension today?
I wouldn't call it necessarily surprising. I think that is this things like this, moves like this are going to be a focal point for the team moving forward and starting to lock up their guys and extend their guys and keep that chemistry and continuity. Good kicker is hard to find. A consistent kicker is hard to find. And I mean, at one point, I think he either set or he was nearly set a Bills record for consecutive field goals made with 17 in a row. You know, a bad kicker and not having a guy you can trust and rely on, or having a guy who just hasn't been around long enough to be mentally prepared, that could sink your team. You would hate to get so close and lose games, miss playoffs, so on and so forth because of an unreliable kicking situation. So I think it's an easy call for them now. I think they're still very confident in him. He's missed, I mean, maybe 3-4 field goals all preseason, all training camp. Two of them just happened to be in a game. Two of them happened to be in the public eye. But I think Hauschka is fine. I think the move is fine. And I think they really are going to start valuing continuity moving forward.
Marcel, along those lines, I feel like when Hauschka did struggle at times last year, it was because of the hold of, you know, the inconsistencies at punter, and with Colton Schmidt moving on last year, you bring in Bohorquez and you've made other moves in there. There hasn't really been one guy consistently holding for Hauschka. And I'm curious as to your opinion on who the opening day punter will be for the Buffalo Bills. Is he even on this roster right now? Corey Bohorquez hasn't really been setting the world on fire this preseason.
Yeah, and that's the thing to remember, that even though Corey Carter's, he was waived the other day, actually, I believe 2 days ago, that Bohorquez has not necessarily, Bohorquez is not punter one because he impressed so much this preseason. I think that he still needs to earn his roster spot. I think that game four of the preseason is huge for him. He needs to put in a consistent effort. He needs to put in a strong effort in order to solidify that spot on the team. If not, then I wouldn't be shocked to see former Patriots punter Ryan Allen come in. Even Marquette King is still available. Guys who have proven they've been able to do this before on the highest level. So, no, I'm not on board. I think Bohorquez is the punter, starting punter by default. But I don't think anyone should be surprised if he is not a starting punter come week one's game against the Jets.
Marcel Louis-Jacques joining us here in the Sports Bar. The news here within the last half hour. I don't think DeAndre Wesley, or correct me if I'm wrong, is much of a surprise, the Bills reaching an injury settlement. But considering how Mike Love started out, camp placed on IR, and as you point out, Marcel, that you go on IR right now, that's it, correct? That you're not coming back. This isn't like this. So I guess PUP wasn't an option here with Mike Love.
No, and, you know, this could end up being a blessing in disguise for Buffalo because it was going to be a tough decision whether to keep that seven-round rookie Darryl Johnson, who's been very impressive through his first three games of the preseason. It was going to be a tough decision to keep either Johnson or Love or both. And this way, this keeps Love on the roster for a season. Keeps allows him to get healthy, allows Johnson to develop without somebody breathing down his neck. And ultimately, they'll get to keep both players, or at least suspend the decision until next year. But it is big news with Cut Day coming up.
We're talking with ESPN NFL Nation beat reporter for the Buffalo Bills, Marcel Louis-Jacques. You can read his work at ESPN.com, including the recently released Bills 53-man roster projection. And while there's really no surprise at quarterback, Marcel, I wanted to talk a little bit about what you have at running back in terms of who's making this team come Saturday at 4 o'clock. You have Yeldon in and Sonoris Perry out. Explain why, because what was surprising to me was Perry's versatility and his contributions in the special teams game all but made him feel like a lock, but TJ Yeldon has had something to say about that here in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, and that was the general opinion on Perry, was that special teams prowess had some versatility that TJ Yeldon just didn't offer initially, or so we thought. But as Perry's battled injuries over the past week or so, Yeldon's been taking more and more first-team special team snaps, and he started to add that ability into his repertoire. And I think they believe the gap between the two at special teams, the gap between Perry and Yeldon at special teams, is not as big of a gap between Yeldon and Perry as a runner. I think Yeldon is clearly the better runner of the two. He's proven to be able to slide in a pinch and fill in as a starter if need be. And I think that experience gives him the nod over Perry here. And, of course, Marcus Murphy, another kind of unfortunate casualty here, because I think he's ran very well this preseason. He runs hard. He runs with purpose. If you watch him take some handoffs tomorrow or take up carries tomorrow, he knows where he's going, and he hits his lanes as hard as he can. But skill set's a little redundant with Devin Singletary on the roster. So, I wouldn't be surprised if he found his way onto either the Bills practice squad or another team's 53. And then, of course, Christian Wade. I would be surprised at this point if he wound up on someone's 53-man roster. I think he's a pretty safe bet for that international designation spot on the Bills practice squad.
Talking to Marcel Louis-Jacques, before we get to the offensive line and the wide receivers, what about Patrick DeMarco? Patrick DeMarco, is how much, if any, danger is he in here to make this 53? And Marcel, you being the fresh set of eyes, have they used him the right way? Could we see him more lined up in the tight end position, so to speak, this year?
That's something that remains to be seen. I think Brian Daboll is creative enough that if he feels like that's something that'll add a new dimension to the offense, that he could try it out. But DeMarco, he's a leader on the team, good special teams player. I don't think he is in any jeopardy of losing that spot right now. I guess you could maybe say, if you're based on my 53-man projection, you could maybe swap him out for a Maurice Alexander or a Deion Lacy and get that linebacker and special teams help. But I don't think that's something that he should be concerned about at this point. I think he's pretty safe.
Marcel, let's talk about wide receiver. Make the case for the Bills keeping seven of them, and it's Duke Williams in your projection, not Ray-Ray McCloud, who makes the team.
Yeah, so we can start with the first five. Are pretty automatic. Cole Beasley and John Brown are automatic. Andre Roberts, his role as a returner, his skills as a returner, and all-pro. That makes him a lock. Robert Foster, what he showed over the last several weeks of the 2018 season, that's a glimpse of his ceiling. And if he can stay dialed in and stay healthy, he could be a dynamic receiver. They're not letting that go. Zay Jones, second-round pick, somebody who's really expected to take that leap into the next step into a franchise core player. He's not going anywhere. So now you're looking at either Isaiah McKenzie, Duke Williams, or Ray-Ray McCloud. Well, Isaiah McKenzie and Ray-Ray McCloud are comparable players position-wise, and McKenzie's just flat-out outplayed Ray-Ray over the past few weeks. So that made him kind of an easy decision over Ray-Ray. But Brandon Bean and I spoke a few weeks ago back at St. John Fisher about about the Smurf wide receivers and the value of them, and he told me that there is an important role for a guy, a short yardage receiver, a guy who can, you know, when there's the snow is coming down hard or it's raining, pouring rain down, a guy who can just present a large target in a short yardage situation. And that, I can't think of any receiver that does that right now better than Duke Williams. His play is going to almost guarantee him a spot on somebody else's roster. He's not going to make it to the practice squad if they cut him. So keep both. You can make a drop. You can drop someone from another position and make the room. I think it's worth keeping the extra guy.
Marcel, what was the explanation for Zay Jones playing as late as he did against Detroit? Was he ever in any kind of danger of not making the cut?
No, I don't think he was in any danger. I just think that as Sean McDermott said, he hadn't gotten a lot of action. He hadn't gotten a lot of chance to kind of showcase his development during the preseason. And I think part of that was Josh Allen and the coaching staff trying to accelerate the chemistry building between Allen and the new receivers, and Cole Beasley and John Brown. And I don't think it's anything to look too far into. I think they like what Zay brings to the table. I think he realizes where he needed to improve. I think if he becomes a crisper route runner, gets, you know, more reliable hands. His hands need to be more reliable than they've been in the past. But his ability to play multiple positions is a value trait in the NFL for basically either side of the ball. So like I said, second round pick, he has not been so bad that he was, you know, being left off the 53 roster.
Marcel, on that offensive line, I think we know who the starting five is. Feliciano makes this team. Spencer Long makes this team. The bottom two guys, Ryan Bates, obviously they like something about him making the trade with Philadelphia. And Wyatt Teller. Wyatt Teller, somebody that had his struggles last year. Your decision to put both Teller and Bates on the 53 of your projection.
Yeah, I think that there's still hope for Wyatt Teller to pan out and to hit his potential. And I also think with injuries to Long and Feliciano throughout training camp, he adds some more interior depth. Then Bates, he's just kind of been the jack of all trades for them. I mean, they could play him at tackle, they could play him at center. And like I said, position flexibility is going to be a popular term on this offensive line. When you've got Bates, who can, like I said, play tackle, can play center. You've got Feliciano and Law, who can play center and guard. You've got Cody Ford, who can play guard and tackle. I think that, and because of the injuries, all of them have kind of gotten a chance to do so throughout this preseason. And so that's where I think they're leaning when it comes to the offensive line, and that would be my explanation for keeping both Teller and Bates.
Marcel, on the defensive side of the ball, I don't know that there's as many maybe surprises as to who would be on the final 53. Perhaps Deion Lacy might find himself on the outside looking in. I mean, he's been a good special teamer for the Buffalo Bills the last two seasons. Talk about who you see making the squad on the defensive side of the ball.
On the defensive side of the ball? Well, I mean, we can start. We're talking defense. We can start on that D-line. Like you said before, Mike Love going to IR kind of makes defensive end, you know, pretty easy to figure out. Jerry Hughes isn't going anywhere, and neither are Shaq Lawson and Trent Murphy, at least not this year. And Daryl Johnson has just been one of the better rookies in the NFL during these past three preseason games. That locks you up at defensive end. At D-tackle, obviously, Starr's not going anywhere. Ed Oliver's not going anywhere. Harrison Phillips is not going anywhere, and neither is Jordan Phillips. At linebacker, you know, leaving Maurice Alexander, leaving Deion Lacy out, it's tricky there. You're like, they've been such special team stalwarts that, you kind of feel a little uncomfortable about leaving them off the roster. But, I mean, your top three in Tremaine, in Lorenzo, and in Matt are set. This gives them a proven backup, or a solid backup at every position, or in Deshaun Joseph's case, a draft pick who has shown potential to be good later on in his career. And Joseph can play. He can play special teams as well. In the secondary, there's kind of an interesting debate between us all at the facility the other day about whether Captain Munnerlyn, was going to make that final 53. And I couldn't shake something that Brandon Bean told me the day after he was signed, which is, you know, we're in that point of the preseason where we've got to start thinking about our final roster. That makes me feel like Captain Munnerlyn is going to make that final roster. He can play nickel corner. He's a veteran presence. He can bounce out to the outside in a pinch, as can Taron Johnson, who will probably start at starting at nickelback. Poirier Hyde, obviously safe. Saran Neal, position flexibility, once again, can play nickel corner, can play safety. Kurt Coleman knows the system, had his better years, like Munnerlyn, in McDermott's defense. And then Jaquan Johnson, who I think he's been a sneaky playmaker during the course of this preseason. Another rookie who's really been who's been one of the best newcomers in the NFL over the past few weeks. This is a guy who he might as well own the turnover chain at Miami. That he was wearing it basically. It seemed like every week, but he's a ball hawk. He's a playmaker, and you know, being able to learn under Jordan Poirier, under Micah Hyde, I think is going to do wonders. Is going to do wonders for his development.
Tomorrow night, Bills and Vikings, and all around the league, this is the throwaway preseason game. Do the Buffalo Bills right now, and they would never admit this, no team would, but do they know right now who their 53 is, Marcel?
I think they probably know. Like I said, Mike Love was one of the bubble guys who probably could have made things difficult come cut day. But I mean, if you just go down, if you look at the full roster sheet and you just kind of put a dot by every name who's a lock for the roster, you're going to get to 49 or 50 before things start getting tricky. So it's kind of a weird spot, kind of a different spot than Bills fans have been used to in the past, where this roster is pretty set. It's been rebuilt. In Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott's image, they've got the depth that they like. They've got starting caliber talent, not starting caliber, but you know, rosterable talent throughout that aren't going to make this current team. And like I said, given how the past decade or so has gone in Buffalo, this is kind of a new feeling for the franchise.
He is Marcel Louis Jacques. You can read his work at ESPN.com, including his Bills 53-man roster projection. Great work as always, Marcel. And next week at this time when we have you on, we look forward to talking about real football. Week one gets underway, and we'll be previewing the Bills and the Jets.
I'm tearing up just thinking about it, man. It's been a long road, but we almost made it, y'all.
Yeah, and this guy grinds on his birthday, too. Happy birthday, Marcel.
Oh, it's your birthday,
yeah.
Marcel? Marcel, you know what? You're a grown man. Stop celebrating your birthday. You're not special.
Oh, man. No, it was it's kind of fun. I got a friend in town, and we went up to Niagara Falls and did a little boat ride on the Canada side. And as I'm getting on the boat, the Houston news comes across. And as I'm getting off, more or less, then the Daryl Johnson and Mike Love, or not Daryl Johnson, the Mike Love and DeAndre Wesley comes across. It's like, man. Really, no days off, no matter what day, what country you're in.
Yeah.
The NFL never stops.
Marcel, your birthday's not a holiday. You got to go to work, man. Come on.
It's absolutely not a holiday.
Enjoy your time, man. Appreciate it, as always. We'll talk to you next week.
Absolutely, man. Looking forward to it, y'all. Have a good one.
Marcel Louis Jacques, covering the Buffalo Bills at ESPN.com.
Spending his birthday on the Maid of the Mist.
He's working. Yeah. He's working on the Maid of the Mist. Breaking news from the Buffalo Bills while Marcel's getting drenched at Niagara Falls.
Hey, kids, you want to be an NFL beat reporter? Guess what? The phone never's off.
That's right.
Yeah, I know. You got to react at all times.
All right, so let's review in case you're just joining us. A couple of Bills notes to mention here in advance of NFL appetizers, which is on the way next in the sports bar. We've got a two-year extension for Bills kicker Steven Hauschka. That's 2 years, $8 million, according to Sheffield. Schefter, I want to say.
Correct. Yep. Offensive lineman DeAndre Wesley reaches an injury settlement, so he's off the team. But I think the surprise today, defensive end Mike Love, who a lot of us thought would make this roster, he will not. But unfortunately, it's because of an injury, a pectoral injury. And by going on IR right now, his season's over. The IR coming back and being pulled back, that doesn't happen until you actually make the 53-man roster.
All right, we've got NFL appetizers next. We go around the NFL, several of today's top stories in bite-sized form. It's brought to you exclusively by Alex's Place, making mouth-watering barbecue baby back ribs for over 25 years, online at alexsribs.com.
News from the Cowboys, more Jadeveon Clowney rumors, Patriots notes, and a note from the Niners as well.
Rochester's most listened to sports station invites you into the locker room at ESPNRochester.com. Our little tribe of super fans, sports junkies, and competitive degenerates. Join now for breaking news updates, free tickets and prizes, game highlights, player and expert interviews, and unprecedented access to the best that ESPN Rochester has to offer. The locker room at ESPNRochester.com. Free to join and packed with action from AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.